Welcome to Shomach Shalvan Adaf, where Msachim Daf Ayin Gimel. The Gemara in Amud Aleph, in the top of the page, brings the idea that Asu Achilas Truma B'Gvulim Ke'Avoidas Beis HaMikdash. Eating Truma outside in the Gvulim is equivalent and equal to doing Avoidas Beis HaMikdash. And Reb Tzadok HaKohen, in several places in his Sfarim, bring this idea that what the Gemara is telling us over here is that we are able to connect to Kedusha even when you're outside of Beis HaMikdash. When you're in Beis HaMikdash, obviously you're Kodesh. Obviously you're holy. You're in the place, you're in the house of our Kodesh Baruch. But the idea of Asu Achilas Truma B'Gvulim is that when you are outside of Beis HaMikdash, there's also a way, there's also a path to connect to Kedusha. And Reb Tzadok in the Sefer Pri Tzadik and Parsha Shmini brings something which is a little bit in Yonah de Yoyma, that the Medrash tells us, the Medrash Tanchuma says, Lo nitna Torah ela lo oich lehaman. The Torah was given only for people that ate the man, meaning Am Yisrael who ate the man were able to receive the Torah. And then the Medrash says, Vishnim lohem, and the second to them, to the oich lehaman, is oich lechuma. People that ate chuma are able to connect to Torah. So Reb Tzadok refers to what we spoke about a few days ago regarding this idea that dibur, talking, and eating is connected to each other. And here he brings the idea that really the mouth is what is the mokam hadibur, the place of the dibur of Torah. And as much as a person eats correctly, means eats v'kedusha, that's how much Torah is able to say. He brings the medrash that says, before a person davens, they should be able to speak divrei Torah, he should daven, he should not eat and indulge in a way which is going to be contradicted to Torah. Meaning that the way a person eats, that's how he makes his body elevated and kadosh, and that's how he can learn Torah. Says the medrash Tanchuma, the Torah is given only to Oich Le'aman. The man is Kodesh. It's food coming down from Shemaim. It's the food that belongs to Malachi Hashoris. When Am Yisrael reached the level of eating this food, which is so holy, they were Mekadesh themselves, they were able to Mekadesh their body. Now they could say Torah. Vishnim Le'am, who is the second one? Oich Le'chuma. Says Reb Tzadok, that's our Gemara over here. When you don't have man, what's the other place that we find that you can have an achila of food, which is Kedusha? That's the achila of Truma. So the other place, the other way to connect the Torah with food, if you don't have man, the second to that is Truma. Truma is avoided outside Beis HaMikdash to become Kodesh outside Beis HaMikdash. And this connects beautifully with the Imre Emes. As the Imre Emes says, that the first Mishnah in Shas, the first Mishnah in Brachas, speaks about Kriya Shema Shel Arvis, the Kriya Shema that you say at night. The night represents darkness. The night represents when you don't see the Gilu Shechino, when it's not so clear, it's not so easy to connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And then you still have to do Kriya Shema. You still have to be Miyachet Hashem, you have to connect to Hashem even in a time of darkness. What does the Mishnah say? How do we define the time of Kriya Shema? Mishaa shehakohanim nichnasim le'echol betrumosom. Kriya Shema is defined based on when the kohanim eat truma. Says the Imre Emes, because what is the Gemara telling us over here? Truma is an avoida outside of Beis HaMikdash. When you're outside, when you're in the darkness, when you're not under the Gilu Shechino, you don't see a Kodesh Baruch Hu, you're not in the Beis HaMikdash. The Kedusha is not apparent. You're out there. You're still able to connect the Kedusha through Truma. That's the idea of Kriya Shema Shel Arvis, the Kriya Shema in the time of darkness, when it's not so easy to connect. That's why these two things come together. Anyone who wants to join the Shomach Machshava email list or WhatsApp group, please email shomachshava@gmail.com.